From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tafton reports for Columbia Green Media that someone in Greene County had the measles. According to a statement from Public Information Officer Jill Montag, and I quote, "The Greene County case is a Greene County resident who contacted measles in Brooklyn. There are no known potential exposures in Greene County. The individual is no longer contagious, and no other measles cases have resulted from contact with this individual," end quote. No other information about the victim has been released, and Columbia Memorial Hospital spokesperson Bill Van Slyke said the individual was not treated there. Nearby, there have been 26 measles reports in Orange County and 2 cases in Sullivan County this year. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman reports that Carly Drummer was named May 9th to be the next president of Columbia Green Community College. The SUNY Board of Trustees appointed Drummer to be the college's 6th president. She's been the president of Quinnipiac Valley Community College in Danielson, Connecticut, since 2014, succeeding James R. Champion, who has been Columbia Green president since 2000. In a press release, SUNY crowed about how Drummer, and I quote, "established a student food pantry, opened a 10,000-square-foot technology center, introduced new academic programs, and saved the college $1.75 million by partnering with General Electric to install solar panels," end quote, at Quinnipiac. Read the full story at the Daily Freeman. Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper that Salvador Cachino is currently before the COPEC Planning Board for approval of existing buildings and new buildings he claims to want to use for his farm. But so far, he is unable to prove to the Planning Board that his COPEC Valley farm is an actual farm. At a May 2nd meeting, his representative David Weiner showed the board 50 receipts, but all but 4 of them were from 2012 and only for the sale of hay and the purchase and sale of livestock. Planning Board member John Urban wondered where the recent receipts for equipment repair, fuel, veterinarian bills, or employees were. Weiner asked, and I quote, "How deep do I have to go?" end quote. Urban replied, and I quote, "Deep enough so we can," end quote, "tell what's going on." Why the skepticism? Cachino, a convicted felon who, over the past 21 years, has also been in jail locally for violations of federal, state, and town laws for illegal dumping, building, and excavating at his so-called farm. Town Attorney Ken Dow said that it is Cachino's responsibility, and I quote, "to overcome a history of credibility problems," end quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. There will be a mayoral debate in Hudson May 16th between incumbent Rick Rector and challenger Kamal Johnson, though the event organizers are borrowing rules from Congressperson John Faso's lone town hall meeting. During his 2-year term, Faso refused to have traditional town hall meetings and instead held just one meeting with the public with special rules. Those rules included having attendees register for the event in advance rather than just walk into the event like a traditional town hall meeting. Indivisible 19, an activist group that campaigned against Faso and urged him to hold traditional town hall meetings, is organizing the Hudson mayoral debate and is using these restricting rules. The debate will be held in an auditorium of the Montgomery C. Smith Elementary School from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. May 16th, with a live broadcast on WGXC 90.7 FM. Organizers have not released any other details about the event, except that attendees must register in advance. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice Mother's Day weekend.